David, here we go again. How do you feel, man?
I feel good, man. Ready to get back to it. Glad to be back, you know, in football mode and ready to go at it.
What were your thoughts as you drove up? Was it like a exhale? Like, boy, here we go again, another one of these.
Oh, yeah. You know, once you head into camp, you basically head into the season, so it's getting real.
Well, what are some of the things you look forward to, and what are some of the things that you're just like,
I'm really just excited, you know, to get back on the field with the new teammates, you know, new season. You know, we got the whole season ahead of us. You know, anything is possible. You just got to go out here and work hard and see what happens.
Coming off the field 5 days from now, you might feel the same way.
I think first couple of days, everybody's all riled up. But, yeah, like you said, as the days get longer and as you get going, I'm pretty sure you get a little tired.
What kind of shape are you in? Do you stay in shape in the offseason?
Yeah, you got to. I mean, it's my job, so, yeah, of course.
How much better is it for you coming in this year as part of the team from the get-go as opposed to coming in later last year?
It's definitely, you know, just a better vibe, you know, being familiar with the coaches and players, you know, like you said, just being my second year with the team, and I think it definitely gives me a little kickstart.
Signing that extension, does that kind of throw a little extra bounce into your step?
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. Just knowing that the coaches and my teammates and everybody got confidence in me, I just want to go out here and get and put my best foot forward.
The secondary's been rebuilt, but obviously loses Charles Woodson. What's it going to be like to kind of adapt to him being gone and to the new guys being in here?
I think as a secondary, you know, everybody has to step up their play a little bit. You know, like you said, losing a great playmaker like that and a legend, you know, I think, you know, they're looking for somebody to step into that role, and I think it's going to, you know, boost the play of everybody. So,
from the inside kind of looking out, are you guys aware of the expectation for, you know, this edition of the Silver and Black to jump into the playoff mode?
Yeah, of course. I think everybody hears the talk and hear everybody, you know, talking about what the expectations are. But I think, you know, as a team, you just got to go out there and just work hard. And, you know, put out, like I said, put the best foot forward, put 100% effort in, you know, each day and day in and day out, and just live with the results and see what happens.
Reggie Nelson and Carl Joseph weren't part of the offseason program. How key is that to get on the same page with those safeties that you're going to be working with, you know, 16 times?
Oh, it's real key. I mean, I know I'm definitely excited, you know, to get out there and work with those guys and, you know, move around with them on the field and, you know, just get familiar with them and playing with them on the field. So I'm looking forward to that.
How many practices does it take or games to kind of be in concert like that?
You know, it really varies. You know, it just depends, you know, like you said, how fast we connect, you know, how fast, you know, people, you know, I guess we come together and work as a team and work as a unit. So it kind of varies. We'll see, you know, see what happens.
Having the new deal that you have, how does that change your mindset coming into the year?
It doesn't. I just got to stay hungry. You know, I come in with the same mentality, you know, like I, you know, working like I didn't have nothing, or, you know, I'm starting at the bottom. I'm at the bottom of the depth chart, something like that. You know, you just got to keep that hungry mentality. So,
is your approach this year different from last year, your first year, because you've had some success, they have extended you, and don't you come in with a different attitude?
A little bit, but like I said, I just really, my mentality is I just want to stay hungry, man. I don't want to, you know, come in, you know, getting complacent or, you know, feeling like, you know, I arrived or I made it or, you know, I'm satisfied with where I am, because I'm not. You know, like I said, I still got a lot of things I got to get better at, and, you know, I know that, so I just want to go out here and just work hard.